There will be a number of new faces on the Ann Arbor City Council next year following the Tuesday primary. This is Lisa Berry, and with no opponents for the November election, it's presumed Lynn Song will hold the Ward 2 position. And she joins us now on 89.1 WEMU. Welcome and congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.
How are you feeling today after the big win?
Total elation. It's a thrill. I'm so deeply honored. This is different from when I ran for the library board in 2016, and I'm grateful for this opportunity to represent Ann Arbor.
You ran with the slogan, a progressive Democrat who will make a difference. What will that mean once you're sworn in?
Well, you know, as I campaigned and met neighbors around the neighborhood, and it was clear that a lot of them didn't feel represented, and, you know, there are daily struggles that need to be spoken to. You know, it's expensive to live in Ann Arbor. It's difficult to find housing. I met folks who had 2-3 generations living in a home. And I'm hoping the difference is that we can hear these daily experiences and struggles and have our policies really speak to them. I think we take a lot for granted in Ann Arbor, where we assume that everyone's okay. But you know, when I worked with public schools, I knew one in every, you know, 25% of students lived at and below poverty level. So we knew there were people who are struggling. Now it's time to do something about it.
You were part of a slate of candidates, really, that ran with the backing of Ann Arbor Mayor Christopher Taylor, and you all won your races. So you are going to have that, I guess, in your favor moving on as a city council member. Do you think it will help make a difference or help you get things done faster?
You know, I find it interesting that story persists. A lot of us came to this individually. We didn't know each other before. I knew two of the other candidates. The rest we met at a county Democratic annual dinner. I joke that it's probably the last buffet we'll ever have pre-pandemic. I appreciate the mayor's support and his willingness to get folks out to vote, but I think, if anything, each one of us demonstrates different strengths, different communities, different ways of looking at development, housing, but really pushing for action. There's so much that we can actually do in a 4-year term. So, you know, it will inevitably lean on each other to get work done. And I hope that we can really define that as the result of what people are, define that as what people are looking for in our community, and less so of what our mayor wants on his agenda.
Well, I guess one way to look at that is that there might be less infighting and more unity, and that might make getting things done easier or quicker.
I certainly hope quicker. With on the library board, our meetings are 2.5 hours long, and we do a lot of work by committee. I'm hoping that we can work closely with staff and be more efficient, work within our committees, our commissions, in a similar way. But yes, I think there's a sense of optimism and positivity around the folks coming into council. We're really eager to get things done.
I hear you say that you went door to door, you talked to a lot of people, you're committed to listening to the Ann Arbor community, but I understand you have a bit of an influential advisor in your own home. I think I read something about your daughter joining you on the campaign trail.
Yes, she's my shadow in every way. She helped me with my first election in 2016. At the time, she was really into Frozen, and she would wear her Queen Elsa dress and a crown wherever we campaigned. And this time around, she's older, and she has a shirt that she likes to wear. It says electable. She kept a list of the dogs that we met along the way and kept pressing me forward so that I could make good time on the doors. I'm so grateful to her and my entire family. We had a good time together.
How old is she?
She's 10.
Okay. So you have that perspective of having youngish children and thinking about their future in the community as well.
Yes. This is something that I've talked about with folks pretty often, is how with my oldest, I have a son who will be 15 this fall, and he'll be a first-time voter in 3 years. So I'm hoping that whatever I can do now and what other Democratic Party members can achieve in the next couple of years will be something that he would want to rally behind and want to go to the polls for. So this work is really for the next generation. Hopefully we can build a community that they'd want to help.
What is your vision for the city of Ann Arbor now that you're going to be on the city council?
I would love us to beat this reputation of being the eighth most economically segregated community in the country. What will it take to get us to 9th, 10th, 11th? How can we have difficult conversations around racial and economic segregation? People took to the streets earlier this spring. They want something to happen. And what that will be is really up to not just us on council, but to, you know, community leaders who are doing the work every day in housing, in environmental action. We've got folks who are interested in doing more than having signs, and I think we're ready for that work.
Is that your passion? What would you say, Lynn Song, is your passion?
My passion is to get people at the table. I loved going door to door and meeting neighbors in my ward. I'd love to meet other folks throughout the city. It's clear that folks don't know how they can be involved beyond watching city council meetings. So instead of being an observer, we should have folks who are participants in the political process.
So you feel optimistic that you're going to be able to make a change as a new Ann Arbor City Council member?
I certainly hope so. I'll work hard, and I have a lot to learn. So if I can be open and be available, I'd love to see what we can do the next 4 years and keep that conversation going.
In a pandemic, too, sorry that seems like it's going to add a level of complexity to what happens in the next year or so.
You know, what's interesting is that from what I've read and seen with other here in other cities is that political participation, some of the barriers have been chipped away with being able to access things online and using Zoom, whereas in the past, you know, how do you get to a council meeting between work? How do you find childcare? How can you sit through an 8-9 hour meeting? But now I'm hearing younger folks, young professionals, parents who can watch what they can and catch up with what they see online. Maybe there's a new way to participate.
Well, we will watch and see. Lynn Song is the winner of the Democratic Ward 2 Ann Arbor City Council primary, and we appreciate you talking to us here on 89.1 WEMU. Congratulations.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me.